This is Jeff Forrest. It's No Format Radio. It's WRSU. It's 8:26 in the evening. And as I said before, I have some special guests here that are going to kind of clue you into something, a good cause that also should be a lot of fun that's coming up. And I'll just ask you to introduce yourselves from left to right. And maybe, Julie, you could tell us a little bit about the event to start off.
Sure. Thanks, Jeff, for having us. And hello, listeners. My name is Julie Cornell. I'm a proud Rutgers alum and was a newscaster here at WRSU during my senior year from 2003 to 2004. That's where I had the pleasure of meeting my dear friend, Rob Sunga, and we co-anchored the Tuesday night news at 10. Rob also provided some very enthusiastic and dramatic introductions to my Tuesday night concert calendar. Rob, unfortunately, passed away in 2016 after a nearly 10-year battle with stage 4 cancer. So I am here tonight with Michael Sunga, Rob's brother, and Alex Lamon, who are the co-founders of Rob's Rumble, which is a night of music, fun, and remembrance of Rob. It will be held on Friday, April 13th at St. Peter's Prep in Jersey City, and all proceeds will go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and the music program at St. Peter's Prep, where Rob was also an alumnus.
So sad to hear that one of our own passed so much before his time and not a way that a lot of people have. So we want to learn a little bit about that. But Alex, can you tell me a little bit about this show and who's going to be performing?
Yeah, so we have a really great event planned. We've got several local Jersey City and New York-based bands. So we've got Sea of Otters, P Atomic and the Bomb, This Is It, and one of our headliners is Ari Hess. So Ari Hess is a Grammy nominee singer, and he's going to be in our event to, he's not as big of a rocker as everyone else, but he's an amazing artist, a great musician, great songwriter, and he's going to really bring a great essence to the rest of the night. And with the local Jersey City bands, you've got people who are part of the community who are going to make this really awesome event feel like a community effort in honor of Rob.
That's great. That's amazing. And Michael, you're Rob's brother.
Yes, I am.
And we have a recording of Rob doing a newscast here. How do you feel about listening to that?
It's okay? Really surreal. It really is. Uh-huh. In fact, Alex and I listened to many of the clips last night in preparation for this evening. Mm-hmm. And it really just reminds us of his passions and his hobbies, what he really loved in life. And this is really what this event is all about. And we really want to capture that essence.
So this is,
his spirit.
I mean, even though this is an event after someone passes, this is a positive, uplifting thing to do a lot of positive good into the future, right?
Absolutely. First and foremost, that's the goal. We want it to be a positive, meaningful experience for everyone in remembering Rob and celebrating his life.
So that's the vibe I get from all of you. I mean, you're not somber here tonight.
No, it's all about celebrating him.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. We have a clip of Rob on WRSU. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to play that?
That'd be awesome.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's listen to Rob Sunga on WRSU.
For news from around the Garden State, let's go over to Rob Sunga.
Thanks, Julie. Well, dozens of families are hoping a plea bargain might end months of anguish over whether their loved ones were among the victims of a nurse accused of killing his patients. Prosecutors and defense attorneys continue to work on a deal in which Charles Cullen would agree to plead guilty in a number of patient deaths in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. He would also cooperate in identifying any other victims in return for immunity from the death penalty. The Jason Williams manslaughter case is expected to go to the jury tomorrow. This after the end of closing statements today by attorneys in the case of the retired NBA star. Defense lawyers are seeking to convince the jury that a shotgun fired accidentally, killing a hired driver. Prosecutors today derided that contention. Well, New Jersey legislators started meetings today on a plan to reform state ethics laws. Today's discussion focused on elections. Included in the plan is a move to strengthen the Election Law Commission, bolster campaign finance reporting, and regulate candidate phone calls. Three more meetings are planned this month. Now back to you, Julie.
So that's Rob Sunga, who passed away a couple of years ago. And there's an event that we're talking about here tonight on WRSU to honor one of our own, and that will be on Friday, April 13th at St. Peter's Prep in Jersey City. They're calling it Rob's Rumble. And Michael Sunga, what happened to Rob?
In 2007, Robert was diagnosed with stage 4 Burkitt's lymphoma, which is a blood cancer. So for 6 months, he was going for chemotherapy at Newark Beth Israel Medical Center. So after that time, he was cancer-free. But then over the course of 10 years, he gradually developed neurological deterioration, which ultimately took his life on December 23rd, 2016. So in dealing with that, we thought that this event would help us to cope, to raise awareness, and to bring community together in remembrance of him.
That's a beautiful thing. Yeah. And Julie, can you tell us who this will benefit and remind us again when and where this is?
Yeah, absolutely. So the concert will duly benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and the music program at St. Peter's Prep. So the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society searches for cures and ensures access to treatments for blood cancer patients. So obviously, we wanted to choose a beneficiary for the event that would be, you know, directly linked to what Rob experienced and provide some hope for families who might be going through the same thing that Michael and his family went through. And then the other beneficiary is the music program at St. Peter's Prep, where Rob was an alumnus for high school. And, you know, I think Michael will tell you a little bit later the passion that Rob had for music, for news, for pop culture. You know, he was a musician in his own right. He was a music lover. So this event really honors his life in both the things that he enjoyed and also the ways in which he did struggle.
And Alex, how do we get tickets for this event? And when is it again? And where is it again? And who's performing again?
So if you go to robsrumble.com, you'll find all the information. We've got ticket sales in advance there. You'll be able to learn more about Rob. We put up a video on the website, a promo video, talking a lot more about the event, about Rob's passions. Again, this event is on Friday, April 13th at St. Peter's Prep in Jersey City, New Jersey. We've got some great local bands, Sea of Otters, P. Atomic and the Bomb, This Is It, and Ari Hess is going to be with us as well. That's robsrumble.com.
Robsrumble.com. That's where you can get the tickets and find out more.